Oh, the Superboy is a back.
Wow.
The Clamato is at hand.
This is, yeah.
I have a special glass and everything.
They sell this Clamato and they make sure to sell it very small. Like, I mean, not that it's that small, but still.
It's 32 ounces. This is 2 pounds of Clamato.
Same.
But I'm like, how much Clamato am I gonna drink? Like, what are we gonna do? Chug this container? Like,
No. Wow, already getting a pour.
was I not supposed to
No,
pour
you.
it? What am I? All right, I'll wait to pour it more. Hold
No,
on.
it's fine. It's fine. How much are you gonna drink?
I don't know what sensible amount. I mean, I'm a thirsty guy. I drink during the podcast. Not to, just because it's been bothering me, but like since I watched the episode, I mean, listen, I was right this whole time about Autumn. Like, that's not the
Oh,
thing. The thing that was the most shocking was he's from the 1800s. That's what I'm like, way to end with the boring stuff that we all saw. Like, what?
that's true. It was that was like literally the last thing revealed was the Autumn is Amy.
And like, you've been alluding to it. She was literally in like in episode 7, she was drawing in the notebook the same thing that like Autumn's had. I'm like, well, duh, you just confirmed it there. So, yeah.
I haven't told you. I may not see you again,
sir.
Okay?
Hey,
I
what do you
need you to
mean?
leave the area.
What do you mean?
Okay, look, come on, he's gonna ride.
No, wait,
there's
there.
Something on the land, and I need you to find it. Look, stop! I need you to find it. I need you to take care of it for me. Okay?
Welcome back, TV viewers. Everyone crawling out of the void from the 1800s. It's Jackie Andy. If you don't know Jackie Views, transmissions from the outer range. I'm here with Frank from the Supinate Easy podcast. The Soup Boy is back.
Am I also from the 1800s, or?
I'm questioning it. You might be.
Wow, what am I talking into? What is this?
That's one thing I was wondering. Like, how did he have to get like accustomed to these whatever was happening? Did they have to try to get a birth certificate for him? Like, I have questions.
Very strange, because he has the property now, so it's like how he had to have
Yeah, but
paperwork.
does he? Because, well, let's go into this
Yes,
because,
yes.
yeah, Outer Range. These are the final episodes of Outer Range, episode 7, episode 8, The Unknown, The West, in honor of the end of the first season of Outer Range, of transmissions from the Outer Range. Frank and I have secured Clamato, which
Yeah.
we are going to try. Now we're gonna do straight Clamato, regular Clamato. Just did you shake yours up? I hope.
I mean,
I don't know.
it's enough. I don't shake my almond milk. I mean, I'm a rebel, what can I say?
It is very tomato-y.
Yeah, that's
Like
definitely an ingredient.
the smell. Yeah, though, did you notice like this high fructose corn syrup on here? This is not good. Now, I also got the sweet and spicy one, and that one has the second ingredient is high fructose corn syrup, where regular Clamato, its second ingredient is tomato concentrate, and then it waits for the high fructose corn syrup.
Just lies in the bushes of the ingredients. I can't say I looked in the ingredients, to be honest. I'm like, I'm drinking it no matter what, so you know.
Because I was sitting waiting for you and I was like, what's in here?
I mean, I
But
do like that there's dried clam broth I in there. I didn't
oh,
know there
so
was
is that where it gets the clamato from? Yeah, that because I
clam
was
auto,
wondering
yeah.
what was, was there clam, in it, since that's in the name, even though it's mostly a tomato type of thing. All right, we're stalling,
Is
basically.
it
Yeah.
is there vegan clamato? I
Yeah, that's
mean,
true.
just tomatoes, just tomato juice. All right, here we go.
Oh, God. Oh, That's, I, you seem like you like it.
I'm gonna be honest.
Oh,
I like it.
It's kind of like a cold gazpacho, you know? Oh, you're drinking more of it.
We're not a gazpacho podcast, but I don't know. It's good.
No, it's not good.
I've confessed on the podcast that the only time I would drink like Bloody Mary mix or tomato juice is on airplanes, and this is, maybe I've had Clamato before. I don't know. It's good.
Okay, I'm going to try to add vodka to it and see what happens.
I like it. Would I order this out, like, to eat? I mean, I don't know.
With a burger? What would it go with?
Oh, that would be good with a burger. That's a good special. Clamato and a burger. Jackie does not like this.
I have half vodka, half Clamato, and it's still...
What?
Like, it's better, but...
it's gonna be awkward when it's Transmissions from the Outer Range sponsored by Clamato next next season, and gonna have to recover from Clamato reps. I'm a big fan of
I
your
went
drink.
Into the void and
right? She changed her mind.
I was do
hold on, let me finish my glass. This is good.
Goodness, I can't. Now, did you think you would like this? Because I mean, I like, you know, to make like a marinara sauce or something on pasta, but this is...
It's good. I mean, I don't know. Listen, am I going to drink this, like, for... If I go over to someone's house and they're like, what would you like to drink? I'm like, do you have Clamato? Like, you know, I'm gonna pick, like, water, probably, because it probably anything. Doesn't go with everything. But, yeah.
Gasoline, I'd pick. Alright, so...
Clamato reps, I'm sorry. Let's get into this episode.
Yeah, so much stuff obviously is going on. We start off with a look into the past when the kids are young, and there's a roller rink brawl happening. Royal's in the arcade playing the, his deer hunting game.
Yeah.
Shoot
classic.
The bucks. Don't shoot the does. Britney Spears' Toxic is playing. It was a whole mood.
Probably before my time. I'm thinking, I'm like, it's probably a couple years pre-Frank.
Oh yeah, sure. Well, the boys were pretty young, right? And I don't know how old we would say they are now, but Perry is fighting Trevor, which it seems very reminiscent of something that happened. Oh my god. Royal comes over and Patricia's like, he cold cocked my kid.
Good impression.
So yeah, it does seem. I was wondering, are they going to get into like, did the family drama start even before this? Did this kind of go into it? I mean, I sort of think Trevor always seemed kind of like a jerk. So I don't know if it's that the kids are the reason the parents don't get along, or what, or did it start even earlier back in the 1800s, you know?
That's true.
Back in 1968 or whatever. Interesting, in these two episodes, you get a lot of they're driving in the car and like Perry's questioning his anger and stuff. They drive past this sign that we'll see a number of times. America tells you the only things worth knowing are those which can be known. America is wrong. What is this like a UFO type of sign, or what is this?
Yeah, I didn't understand it. I'm like, they featured it, so they want us to see something in this sign, because they've shown it like so many times, but it's like, what does it mean?
I don't know if it's about God. I don't know, you know, if it's a religion, like I don't know who put it up there, but it's been there for years, because it was there when they were kids, and it's been there. I mean, obviously the unknown the title of the episode, right? And the void, maybe it's everyone knows all this stuff has been going on, because we'll see that guy Frank, whoever he is, chamber of commerce or something, he also knows that there's something going on similar, right? We were wrong, big time wrong. They found the letter, they read it, they arrested Perry.
I was thinking that. I'm like, boy, was my conspiracy theory wrong.
Yeah.
They just went right for it.
We'll get to later. We wait till the end of the episode and we get a confirmed Frank theory. But yeah. he basically tries to help the family, say, just saying it was just him. He did it alone. No one else knew. She's asking about Rebecca, now accusing him of doing something with Rebecca. And he's like, well, I don't even think she's gone. Like, I don't think, not maybe nothing's ever gone. It's like,
right.
Okay.
Okay, bud.
Right after that, you see the buffalo coming on the property.
I was going to say that.
And I was like, is that Rebecca? And then I'm thinking, since we're learning these new other things later, those arrows may have been from the past.
Yeah.
So this is like a big awkward morning at the Abbott ranch. No Perry there. Everyone just sitting there, doesn't know what to say, doesn't know how to talk, whatever. They go to bail out Perry. Oh, $500,000 bail. So they put up the property. Now, I noticed just Cecilia signing this, and I didn't see another line. I don't know if it was on the other side, or Royal seemed to just be in the back. And it was her family's ranch, obviously.
Right.
And I think she was an Abbott all along, because I don't even know if he knew what his name was. I feel like he just took that name when the family took him in.
Yeah, I would say that's probably right.
Which I think it's a little bit weird. They probably grew up like siblings, kind of.
Okay. We do not judge. I do not judge.
No, I mean, it's true. I mean... Oh, we're going to get to some stuff I need your opinion on. So Perry's back. He talks to Amy about, his regretting what happened. He doesn't know anything about the mom, Rebecca. But he should have walked away from the situation, right? Like, I mean, basically, Amy knows that you killed Trevor. I don't think... Yeah, I mean, this is a hard thing for a kid to deal with.
Yeah, that a bit tough of a subject, I would say, for a 9-year-old.
He just goes straight to like, oh, let me just load these hay bales on the thing. Like, you're gonna go to jail. Like, why are you working on the ranch, I guess? I guess it's just to clear his mind. Like, yeah, it just feels...
What is he going to do, though? Like, enjoy his free time? Like, just like...
I mean, get everything you need to do in that short amount of time. Like, do it all. All your bucket list. You got to...
Can we talk about his bail? Because this is... That stressed me out. So they went to, like, the courthouse, right?
Mm-hmm.
$500,000 bail. And instead of, like... like a bail bondsman or something where they put up like 10%, they put up the ranch.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm stressing out because I know that Perry isn't going to be there.
Well, you knew that already? Or you just...
No, I'm not jumping ahead. I didn't know that for sure.
Right. You just thought he's not...
It's the show. Like, what are they going to do? Like, have everything be all, like, good and dandy? Like, I had a feeling that I was literally, like, I felt like I was babysitting Perry. I'm like, here's the thing. Perry's important. The ranch is more important.
Ooh.
Like, I'm just being honest. That ranch is, like, has this magical hole in it where, like, buffalo appear, and there's, like, all of this weird, we're time traveling to the 1800s. I'm sorry, but Perry can sit in prison for, he doesn't need to be out and about getting ice cream with Amy for 3 days.
Well, the problem is that I think Royal can't tell Cecilia all of that. So it's all Cecilia's choice.
And she chose wrong.
Yeah, well, she realizes that.
Yeah,
she does.
Yeah.
I was thinking, though, the way he turned himself in was to protect the family. So you would assume, if you're Cecilia, maybe, that he wouldn't skip bail, right?
Yeah. I don't think he did. I think he did more harm than good by confessing, because it's like you've literally, they webbed lies for you. They jumped through hoops just so you wouldn't get in trouble, and then you confess, and then this deck of cards, or house of cards, I'm sorry, good show, Netflix, it just all crumbles down because Perry wanted to have a clear conscience. Buddy, if you wanted to have a clear conscience, well, we should have done this from the beginning.
He claimed Autumn was gonna put Royal in for it.
But Royal didn't do, she has no proof!
Well,
And offer, what, does she have a photograph or something? You can obviously tell she's unhinged, she's off her medicine, Lamotrigine. Like, you're gonna believe her? I'd be like, okay, Autumn, alright, so we get it. Alright, thanks, have a good night, thank you for the info.
Yeah, and she doesn't have any political sway. Why would anybody care? Right. She's like, what, is she going to turn the election?
Yeah, come on. Like,
Royal apologizes to Perry for how he behaved, and Perry's like, do you know anything about Rebecca? He's like, no, I don't. I wish I did. I don't believe you. What? This Rebecca, I don't know. Luke with Sheriff Hawk goes to see Luke and Billy. Luke's like upset that Royal and Red are just going to get off the hook. What do you mean? What about the 4 days you're talking about? I was like, 4 days? Is it 10 days? Is it 8 days? Now it's 4 days? Like, how, what? I don't know. But Billy starts talking about that, well, maybe Trevor went to an uncreated part of the world. You know, Dad saw a hole in the world when he was a kid. What are you... Like, I mean, they have to be like, do you have too much Clamato? I don't know.
Very Billy, strange.
Yeah, but then Billy then says, like, okay, come on, Trevor, follow me, grab the ATVs, let's go. Shows him the hole, and Luke, like, tears up.
His eyes
are welling.
Yeah, yeah, but that's because he has dollar signs. Like, I mean.
Well, yeah, he does. Speaking of when we're saying, oh, if anyone would believe Autumn, yeah, she's now full meltdown, into a spiral. She's on the phone. Don't call me that. Mom?
Well, you're right. Okay. Who's mom? I mean, say names here.
She goes into the bar. The guy Cupcake was like, hey, it's you again.
Good Red, old Cupcake.
Red fills her in on everything that Perry confessed and all this stuff, and she's like, what? No, he didn't do it. He's gonna be okay. He'll be okay. Okay. That's my dad.
I was gonna say.
We get at the little diner, whatever it is, the family supper for the Hawk family. I mean, did you see that? What was this, an enchilada or something?
Yeah, I was going to say, was it looked like, I tried to look this up because I was wondering if it was like a smothered burrito.
Yeah, because there was something on it. There was, because it was like a burrito, but then, yeah.
It was huge, and they were laughing about how big it was. It warmed my heart, to be honest. Like, it made me feel like I love them as a family.
Yeah,
they
never ate there before or had that, you know. It's like, was that like the special? Like, here's all the special today, and they got it, and they were just like, oh. And also, why get the same thing? Come on, yeah. Share and go halvesies. What are we doing?
So excited. Just so excited for it. Oh, I was so happy for them. And then it gets ruined. And then we just couldn't let them alone. And the bird guy.
Didn't even get a bite. Frank, yeah.
Frank, yeah. I would remember that name.
Yeah. He comes over, interrupts them. Oh, you know, the mastodons, the evil teenagers. Just do a little digging. Oh, but, you know, this is going to be great. Like, your mom's going to win this election, blah, 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 blah. And Martha's like, yeah, it is. They are. They're going to elect you, I think. I can feel it, right? Cecilia goes to her little she shed. The door's already open. The bear is gone. The baby bear's gone. She comes out. The mama bear is there. And What? I thought she was going to run into her car and drive away.
That's what I was thinking. Because you would have beat the bear. Like, here's the thing. She was probably thinking, I guess, that the bear could turn over the truck, which is probably plausible. Like,
just so you could outrun the bear in the truck, right?
Yeah, but that's the thing. You could outmaneuver the bear, even if, like, the truck goes, like, 60 miles per hour tops. I don't think a bear can... I know grizzly bears are pretty fast, but I think you would have been safe. But I'm thinking, yeah, she's going to the truck, and then, whoop, shotgun, and then, bang!
Bears are about, like, 35 miles per hour, so...
Yeah, I mean, unless that truck is in very hard shape, I think she would be safe with the...
Try. And maybe she figured it was always going to come back for her, you know?
Well, seemed like she had some emotional attachment to this stupid bear. Like, I mean, like, she loves this baby bear, and it's like, the bear's going to attack you. You shot the bear. Like, what are we doing here? Life moves on. It's like... And I was afraid.
Yeah, I thought she saw a UFO in the sky or something. I thought the sky was opening up and, like, the hole was in the sky because she, like, shot the bear and then she just looks up in, like, horror at the sky. Right? Is that what you're saying?
She just, like, lays and then the bear's like, ah. And then the bear gets up. I'm like, wow, it's like Rocky Balboa. I mean, this guy cannot just lay down on the mat. And then the mom gets back up and I'm like, uh-oh, here we go. And then bang again, and then she has this whole, you know, and I think this was like an episode later, but then we see her just like digging a huge hole for this bear. Make a rug out of it, like, yeah, I don't know. Like, I mean, get a couple $100. I mean,
you need bail money.
That was right. I mean.
A lot of they can dig in Wyoming, man. They're diggers. But Autumn and Billy are at her motel. They have this little, like, they're doing this little dance towards each other, talking. Oh, you know, the property, they put the property up for bail. It's going to be yours soon. I crushed the rock my dad had, and I had this vision. It was you. So, like, I'm going to follow you. You know, just Autumn's like, you just need to stop Royal before he stops me. And then they begin kissing, I guess we call this. I mean,
yeah.
Looking. I mean, okay, fine. I understand. You weren't going to get behind me with the Luke and Patricia kiss. That's nothing compared to this, what's going on here. Why are they kissing like this? It's unsettling. I need Clamato. I don't know. I'm gonna try the sweet and spicy one. Maybe it's better.
Yeah, I can't. I will confess, I haven't done a lot of kissing in my day, but I'm not too. I'm revealing a lot here, but that wouldn't be the way that I would.
That's would much better.
Go about it. is it?
You just need to get rid of the tomato part, but the mango and chili, spectacular.
Chef's kiss. I mean, come on. You know what? I'm gonna get more Clamato for myself. Oh. I'm gonna rep the OG Clamato.
No, this. I mean, I'm a big fan of mango and chili. So.
Oh wow.
Mm-hmm.
We like.
But the tomato is just taking it out. I need.
We're struggling here. It's spicy?
No, it's the tomato. I actually would like a drink of just mango and chili. Like a nice mango juice, and they should add the chili flavor to it.
So
get on. Who can do that?
There's mango and chili with the tomato in this gelato.
I added vodka to it, and it's better.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, drink of the summer, maybe? what would the name... What would the name be? The Abbott.
Well, it's still. I don't know. Move.
Yeah, I'll drink Autumn, more Clamato.
Autumn also then, after like you know, they're just like licking tongues.
Good describing.
Yeah. After I didn't know they had this kind of relationship. That's the thing, you know, I need a little bit more like some foreplay going on before we're licking tongues like this. But she brands him. Now, is this one as graphic for you as when she branded herself?
It was worse. So
really?
I knew, because I knew what was going to happen. So I literally had my hands over my eyes. I was just staring at my father, basically giving him the signal of, all right, I know I do a podcast on this.
Because the tongue licking.
No, the branding.
Oh, okay. So you were fine?
About that. Oh. Yeah, I mean, that's, it's all fine, whatever. It was the, let me dig at his skin again, just like rip at it. And I'm like, honestly, it would have been less painful if she literally got a branding iron and like placed it on him. Because that's cleaner. Like, it was terrible.
No, this one was better than the first one, I think. I wasn't
really
bothered.
In what way? In what way?
I wasn't bothered by either of them. No, it wasn't as... I feel like she went deeper in herself, where there was more like flesh. And plus, you didn't know what was happening, like what she was going to do. I mean, this one just seemed like she just, you know.
Quick. Great analysis. Yeah. How many times did you watch this? Like 10 times?
No. No, but I'm interested what point of, okay, they're licking tongues. Like what point of adult behavior gets inappropriate watching with your, or uncomfortable if you're watching with a parent?
I mean, I don't know. Like, that's the thing is, it's like, I was fine with that. And I thought maybe we were, she was unbuttoning the chest. I'm like, all right, let's get this fast forward button going. Come on.
That's what I'm saying. Like, what base? Like, where are we rounding the bases? Are we going? But do you just have to watch it? Like, have you ever?
Oh, yeah. I've said, let's skip this. Like, let's. And I don't even want to watch it by myself. So it's like. It's like, here's a, one, two, above the waist is fine. Like, I'm like, this is, you know, whatever. It's, you know, when it's two consenting adults, it's fine. But it's, yeah, once we go below, I'm like, all right, time is to, 15 seconds.
Is there anything weird later once you find out? It's like, he's Billy now and he does know Amy. At the point where she's a child, like I was like, this is so weird. Like then if I think back, I think back to them in the car and I'm like, oh, like, did he like her? Not like in a bad way, like even just in a way that like he felt like this little girl is special, or, you know, or was he, you know, he was just trying to get at the family, or, you know.
These just seem like two, I guess the love of the outdoors, but it seems like two different people to me. I mean, I get, like, there's an age gap here of, you know, some years, but I don't know. I just don't, there were clues, but I don't think on personality alone, what, Amy likes to go on hikes, and, like, Autumn does as well. Like, mm-hmm. I don't think there was, like, a major...
Autumn, like, oh, did I mention, too, like, Autumn, we saw her in her room, like, with that journal, with the brand, and she was right, Amy, I don't know, but Amy's thing had, oh, I met Autumn. The words she wrote about Autumn, I was like, what? But I think it was just her experience about like coming upon her on the hike.
Right. I mean, startled, but you know, future self. I mean, she carves Billy, whatever.
Yeah. Also, and she brands him an abbot.
Yeah. That was fun.
Is that like, oh, okay. I mean, he's Tillerson thick and through. He's Wayne's boy, no?
Yeah, I don't. But also, I think Billy's kind of, you know, he's kind of out of it. He is all Autumn all day. So I don't think he's probably like, you just branded me an abbot, but I'm a Tillerson. But my daddy doesn't like the abbots. Like, I don't think he cares. Like, at this point, he is checked out. He is in Autumn land. And then... this is a good segue to, I believe, the next scene where,
Royal has car trouble, which I don't know if that was set up or what.
That but totally Billy, set up, yeah.
Billy's like, come on, take the ride. Don't be a silly goose. they're having a whole do you believe in God? I don't know. Do you think it's the end or the beginning? What are you talking about? The whole, obviously. It's like, what? How do you know about this? Oh, you know, she's great. Ah, we lick tongues. He pulls out a gun. He brings him to that roller rink, the like rink king or whatever. It's like abandoned now. Sad. No one wants to,
yeah,
you know, roller skate anymore. And basically threatens him to not get in Autumn's way. She's going to change the world. You should apologize for her. Leave her, like, you know, leave her alone. I think something bad is going to happen to your granddaughter, then he says too. Well, it's like, was that a threat? What is that? Does he know?
Yeah, it's, I mean, I don't know. He ate the magic powder with the Autumn, saw Autumn in the future, and that was like the thing, so maybe, I don't know.
Well, cuts right to Perry and Amy getting ice cream, and I was like, oh god, is something gonna happen at this place? They're talking about, you know, help grandma and grandpa and blah blah blah. Oh, but you know, mom didn't want to live on the ranch. If she goes back, can I come, like, can I go with her? Did someone like let her in on like a clue or something? Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Autumn this whole time is right in the bathroom of this whatever establishment. I mean, okay, this whole thing, somewhere on this land is an altar that hasn't been built yet, but I will build it. Somewhere in the future is a portal to the past, and I will own it. Somewhere in your head is a hole in your heart. I don't know. Somewhere in your heart is a hole, and I will fill it. I'm the mother of undying time. I mean, she's like, just gassing herself up, and I will usher her into the world with power and love and justice as a gatekeeper to the, this is like Ghostbusters now, to the unknown, and I will be your shepherd in the night. I will be your shepherd in the night, the shepherd in the night. Curses a couple times. I know, young Frank.
Peek into me.
Believe it, PG. Fudge, fudge, fudge. She.
By the way, that's a Dairy Queen with. We're gonna hint that this establishment is a Dairy Queen without having the branding rights or the sponsorship to make it a Dairy Queen. That was very obvious. That it was bothering me. I'm like, we all know it's a Dairy Queen. I thought she was gonna like actually hurt, like she's gonna try to take Amy or hurt Perry, and it was just like, what? I need to show you something.
There's something you need to know about your dad.
There we go. Yeah.
Like, what? I don't know. So it seems like we get Sheriff Joy Hawk again. She's at this like Native American event, and she says there's still something that's missing. She's like still like mulling this whole thing over. There's peace missing. It was very nice, so she's so happy seeing her daughter dancing, right?
So heartwarming. It warmed my heart.
The sheriff in these two episodes, she really takes a back seat, and you know, I'm disappointed there wasn't too much action. I mean, there's some big reveals, but we don't get enough Sheriff Joy Hawk in these last two episodes.
And I have to say, she went from, we like Joy Hawk, we don't like Joy Hawk, because you weren't rooting, you were kind of rooting against her, and now Joy Hawk's stock is just, I think, going up, because we're seeing less of Joy Hawk, so we can't see, I mean, I like Joy Hawk, but it's like, you know,
yeah, but you don't want her, yeah, if she's against the Abbots in that way, sure.
Very fun event, though. Like, I would have liked to be, I mean, that the daughter was adorable just there. They were just so happy. They were, like, crying at seeing her, and it was just, it was very, it warmed my heart, yes.
And I think they show this also because we're going to see in the next episode what she uncovers, right? So it's kind of this, like, the past, present type of thing, because people were looking at her, right? Like,
yeah.
And I was like, what are they trying to say by looking at her? She, because you know, and then she does take off and go over to Frank's property, and she kind of follows this path, like it just looked like a line in the dirt. Like, I was like, is she gonna see a mastodon? What's gonna happen? But whatever. Luke is basically, he gives like Wayne a goodbye hug and then tries to smother him with a pillow. But Billy comes in. And, you know, the two of them kind of wrestle over this. Luke, like, pins him down, like, are you going to sing now, huh, boy? Why do you sing? What? Why can't he sing? And then, to me, it looked like, I don't know. Usually you see Wayne and his eyes are shut, right? He's asleep. He was, like, his eyes were open. But then nothing else comes of that. I don't know what that was.
So, a rare comment during the show by my father, he's like, why wouldn't he take the oxygen out? He's like, it was stupid to try to smother him with a pillow when he has oxygen coming to his nose. I'm like, good point, Dad. Like, why would you try to suffocate someone when he literally has, like, I don't know if you could still get the job done without the oxygen, but it's like...
Well, you should definitely do both. If you were, like, at the very least, if you were, that was your decision, you were like, well, let me make this a little easier on myself, take the oxygen out, because sometimes that's extra oxygen, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just it might, like, be a long, may take a long time just by taking the oxygen out, but that'll definitely take the oxygen out and grab your pillow there would definitely.
Yeah, like, snip the tube, like, something, like,
yeah,
this is it. If you're gonna murder your father, you think that you would take the extra step, like
watching with your father, like, thanks, Dad, for the tip. If I ever want to murder my father, I mean,
would never, but yeah, it was just, it was very strange, and also kind of like, it kind of seemed like it got glossed over, like, from that. If I was Billy, I mean, Billy's life is Wayne Dillerson, basically. I would be, like, trying to get him arrested. Like, I don't know. It was kind of like, Luke tried to kill Dad. And I mean, what are we going to do? I mean, this was very, very big storyline, I thought, that could have had more come of it. But they're like, eh.
Yeah, we see episode 7 basically ends as Royal has walked all the way home from the roller rink. It just gets home and Perry's like, come on, let's go. We'll go for a ride. And I was like, okay. He just got home. I mean, he's been on his feet all day. Just walked from the roller rink. I don't know if you realize this, but they go to the hole and big reveal here, right? We get Royal's story that he hasn't told any of us. He starts telling the story about when he ran away as a kid. Him and his dad were hunting. And I will say, too, this started and I was like, oh, wow, it's, like, really old. Like,
that's
like
what it. I was thinking. I'm like, oh, they have, yeah, they're wearing, like, older clothes. I'm like, well, maybe he's from the 50s. I don't know. Maybe they didn't have a lot of money. They made their own clothes. Oh, they're,
yeah, they live in the backwoods or something. Sure.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay.
Well, he accidentally shot his father and he couldn't bear to face his mother and his sister. I mean, terrible. What must they have thought?
Yeah, I have some issues with, I don't think, I'm not saying it's on the dad, but that's not good gun safety. Like, that's the thing, is I understand he was young. Well,
this is also 1886. We're getting to that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but I don't know. I was taught, like, you don't, that's the thing, is, you know, your dad's to your left side. Don't point the gun in the left direction. Like, I don't know, if it runs, wait to see. Like, I don't know. It was just, I thought it was poor. It was just poor gun safety. That's just me. But yeah, it was like, okay, then we're running and we run into the hole and we come out and it turns out he's actually like 130 or something.
I just wanted to disappear. It's so convenient he came out of the hole right when Wayne Dillerson was there too. But yeah, 1886 he went in, he came out in 1968. The Abbots took him in. This one, you know, Perry's like, well, what about Rebecca? Like, nothing's ever really gone. There's a plan. Like, I don't know if Autumn like basically manipulated him into this whole move here, because Perry jumps into the hole and then the hole seals up and Autumn sees this too. She was like watching from the hill or something.
The whole time, I said to my father,
how did it seal at this time, at this exact moment? Okay, go ahead.
No, well, I think because it was like, I think the hole's smart enough to know that someone just jumped in. But yeah, that's true that people have fallen, like, but again, Royal has been in the hole before, so it's not new. It's not like a new thing. But Perry was on the edge. I'm like, I turned to my father. I'm like, he's gonna jump in, and I'm like don't do it, think of the ranch, Perry, don't do it. And I'm like, he's gonna jump in, and they did. I was on the edge of my seat. I just fell back. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. Like,
such a bold move. I don't, yeah, and how, and it's so inexplicable. I mean, that's the thing, time, I guess it's all relative, it's all whatever. Like, he went into the hole, the first time he went in, 1886, and he comes out 1968. Right. And he probably was the same age. He didn't age. Then you have Trevor Tillison comes out like 8 days later, or however, you know, days later. Royal, when he went in the second time, or who knows how many times he's taken that ride, that was only...
yeah, like
hours, I don't know.
Yeah. And here's the thing, like, Perry, they don't like show any like what happened to him in the hole. Like, they don't like cover that, really, right? It's just like you see him at the
season two. That's for season two, we gotta find out. And there's a plan.
Beginning of the episode, you see him like falling, and that's it. It's like,
does he think he's going to look for Rebecca? Like, what?
Yeah, I don't.
And what's so great about her to have to go and find her?
Yeah.
Or is he just trying to skip bail?
Well, that's the thing. But that screws over your parents again. It's like.
And your daughter. Well, I don't know. Maybe he knows his daughter is Autumn now. I don't.
The one theory I have is at the end of the eighth episode, Josh Brolin, Royal Abbott, is staring at one of the bison who have arrows in it, right? That's a common theme. And I'm like, maybe this is Perry. I don't know. And that was one thing I said. I'm like, maybe this is, I said to my father, I'm like, maybe it's Perry. But I don't know what, because it seemed like this bison was different. Yeah, it just, that was my only theory of maybe this was a tip on where Perry is, but yeah, that seemed like a big storyline that we didn't really talk about on the, or didn't really cover on the eighth episode of that was like it. It's like, better hope that we get renewed for season two.
Well, they all have to bank on that. Speaking of the buffalo, though, this, because episode eight starts and we are, you know, see Sheriff Hawk up there. She sees this whole herd of, you know, like the running of the buffalo. It's just there. So I don't know if it's just something that they were obviously like way more prevalent in early days of Earth. So it's like another time, all these buffalo.
Yeah, like what does it symbolize? Like, what are we doing with all of this buffalo? And then, you know, she walks further and then she sees like civilization. Like,
yeah, it says, so buffalo or like American bison, what are near threatened is there the state. So, you know, at some point, yeah, they may have been, you know, going on like endangered species list or something. So right now it's stable, though. But
it's nice.
Decreasing. Huh?
So yeah. That's nice. I mean,
well, but I just mean like, so seeing all these buffalo, it's something they don't, you wouldn't see all the time. Right?
I don't know.
You don't care about it?
No, I do. I don't know.
Well, I just think it's signifying like a time, like, that there's this
know,
whole
but
area of Wyoming. It's just like in all different spans of time, like Frank's gully or whatever that whoever space he has there.
do you think the writers went that deep with it?
Yeah, well, no, he's saying people saw mastodons, this, that, right? And you saw everything she saw. She sees like basically a whole Native American village.
Right. I didn't know if you were saying about it being like endangered, like the population, if that was like a symbolization of the times changing.
No, I think it's literally a different time. Like it's a portal of
Right.
time. Yeah.
That's fair. I'm getting caught in the details here, but yeah, it was strange of just how many buffalo. It's like this guy on TikTok is currently trying to make a frog army, and he has 2 million frog eggs, and he literally they're now tadpoles, and all of these people on TikTok are concerned that this community is just gonna be overrun by 2 million frogs.
Wow.
Like, this is, I just watched the TikTok that day and saw the buffalo. I'm like, this is what is gonna happen with these frogs.
This is what happens. Near my grandma's house, there's all these little lizards. I've never really seen them anyplace else. And it's like the origin was like back, whatever, maybe in the 60s or whatever, someone had bought. Some pet store had got them from whatever, it's another country, this and that. So, but they got out, they multiplied, and so they're all around that town,
Nice,
basically.
right.
Yeah, but that's basically like all Sheriff Joy Hawk does in the last episode. Sees
Yeah.
Buffalo, then she sees the whole village. I mean, seeing that whole village, she does, she's, oh my God, like I think she's realizing like this can't be like now.
Right. She was like crying and kind of, yeah. I mean, I would be emotional too. I'd be, well, first I'd probably be confused. I'd be like, wow, these people have been living on this property and I, like, nobody knows? Like,
Yeah.
that would probably be my first. Is there
Best kept
like,
secret. Oh, I could have
right?
just been the sheriff over here.
Right. A lot more peaceful, I mean.
Royal has a basically a voiceover in the beginning and the end of episode 8, all about like, oh, grace is a given thing, and he's talking about religion and God and going to church, and then how everything changed when he was 8, and he killed his father. Since God is everything, the good, the bad, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So he kind of says that in the beginning as he gets his gun ready to go out there. Autumn is also going to the pawn shop, getting some guns too. It's going to be an all-out war, it seems like. Amy and Rhett in the kitchen have a conversation. Rhett apologizes for that, the fight, which it was interesting. They hadn't even seen each other in all of episode 7. It's almost like I mean, they did. I guess they just had that awkward like one morning, but it was like finally like, oh, okay, can we talk? So, I'm
Right.
sorry about it. And then Rhett's like, what do you think? Are you gonna stay here for your whole life? Like, is he trying to get life advice from a child?
Life advice with Amy.
Yeah, he's like talking to her like, yeah, what do you think? You gonna stick around here? I mean, what should I do? We got Billy singing to Wayne. He's giving Wayne rock dust. I mean, I feel like he should have put that in his Clamato, right?
So strange.
Well, yeah, why does he even want him to have a vision if he can't even tell you about it? Save that for yourself.
Right, he was like pouring it all over his dad. He was like marking him with it and pouring it in his mouth. And I'm like, Billy, what are we doing here? Like, Billy, oh, poor Billy. I mean, what are we gonna do with him?
Yeah, I would have thought he would have used that with Autumn to put that on his tongue, like,
Right, pass it around,
they
yeah.
share it, have a little like, the experience together, maybe they could have a vision together. That's not a bad
I
idea.
mean, the couples that vision together stay together. I mean,
Well, we'll see what happens. I'm a little bit, I'm actually a little bit sad about this Billy situation. I don't know what's going to happen in season two.
Well, is Billy still alive? I mean,
well, that's what I mean. Is any, who is still alive and how are they going to fix everything? How, Luke, okay, but we get Luke looking at that owl wall. Billy starts talking about them. Oh, we named them all. And like, what? It's just like Luke was not around this whole time. It's like, kinda yeah, this
sweet,
one
though.
Yeah, and the names were good. Prudence, Integrity, Hope. You know that one's name? It's Luke, because it was my favorite.
Right? I'm like, oh, come on.
But yeah, Luke's like, just sees dollar signs with this hole. He's like, oh, come on. Billy hugs him and says, listen, I know Dad told me he would leave me the ranch, but please just don't kill him. And like, you can have it. I'll give it to you.
You're rewarding him for not killing your father.
I guess that's how he figures he can keep him safe. I don't know.
Listen, if you don't kill Dad, I'm going to, which is a basic thing you should not do, I'm going to reward you.
Well, they should be splitting this property anyway. I don't even think it's right.
No, if, here's the thing. If Luke, his whole life, basically since like Luke's become older, has nothing to do, like just despises his dad, just sees his, just waiting around for his dad to pass, just be like, I don't know. Does he deserve it? He feels entitled. So maybe if I would get annoyed and be like, I'm going to leave it to your brother who like kind of just goes around life just happily. You know, like, I don't know. It's happened before in real life, so I wouldn't probably do that. But yeah, it didn't shock me. Like, it shocked me at the time when they talked about, like, the will. But as you went on, it's kind of like, I get it, I guess.
Autumn now is trying to figure out, how long till the skip bail goes to auction? I need you to draw from the trust. Get the money. Royal, hot on her tail, goes to the motel. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm looking for a hippie woman. Oh, yeah, room 210. Sure. No. I mean, he did
so
give the name.
So willy-nilly with the information. That was my thing. Is I'm like, I don't think you're supposed to do that. I mean, she knew him. She's like, hey, Royal. And I'm like,
Rhett's riding tonight?
What? I'm like, you're not supposed to give that out. I think that's like a legal thing. So
he like shoots the doorknob, gets in. She's left the bathroom out the bathroom window. Isn't that like the song and that and that? Or that she came in through the bathroom window?
You've lost me there.
The Beatles? No.
Oh yeah, yeah, Ringo.
Cecilia, she's having her own little breakdown. Maybe this is where Autumn gets it from. Granted, it was warranted because Perry's gone. And she's like, Kath, don't you understand? If Perry's gone, the ranch is gone. Her God sign is down, like smashed down.
Fair, though.
I know. I mean, it is.
The only one that's freaking out. If I was Royal, he should have like just dragged him into like, it's like,
I'm surprised he hasn't just tried to just, let's just take the whole house and just get in the hole all together. Let's just go.
Just, I've seen though that TV, they like move it. So you just see like the foundation of the house moving up. And maybe they can like move the whole property into the hole and move it somewhere else.
Maria sees Autumn at the bank. She's pacing and she's got a gun. It, like, excuse me, you need to like wait outside with that. What do you mean? I have a permit. Like, no, I'm not. She does decide, okay, fine, I'll leave. I'll wait out right outside. Tell me when we get the money. Sees Billy. More kissing. Gotta get in some more kissing.
And I think he sung, like, that song playing. He's like, and then we'll kiss. And Maria's one of my favorites. It's like, she just seems like the most normal of, like, the whole cast. And am I wrong here?
Yeah. Well, we don't know. Yeah, she is very normal. I think it's, I don't know. It's because she left and she came back, maybe? I don't know. Right?
Yeah, I mean, in my power rankings, it would probably go with her and then, like, the Hawk family.
Yeah, I was going to say, because I was like, Martha Hawk seems normal as well.
And Cupcake and...
Cupcake. Yeah. Jennifer, the pharmacist.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Just don't... You know, Lamotrigine, you know, but not my first rodeo yet. I would agree with that.
Luke and Patricia are basically, you know, just in collusion about, we got to find what Wayne was after, figure it out. Luke's digging. I mean, this guy. So basically that's what he does for the rest of the episode. He digs so many holes. And I mean, even if that was all day, that's really good digging.
Yeah. This guy has some endurance on him. And like, just to skip ahead so we can close out Luke's storyline, right? So he's digging and then he finds this black goo.
Yeah. And I'm like, he thinks he hits oil, right?
Yeah, and that's what I was saying. And then the goo turns into bison. And I'm like, freaking bison.
Yeah, which will come up to cause a problem in this episode.
Is he alive? Like, trampled by bison has taken out two characters.
He looked like he was just like, oh god, like, I don't know if they were walking on either side of him, running, stampeding, whatever.
Very strange.
Yeah.
It's like just forming out of this black goo. It's like, what does it mean?
Follow the Abbott family. We get Cecilia, you know, setting up for dinner. They're gonna have dinner after the bull riding event, and she's just taking out all her anger on Amy. You know, my family ate every meal together every day of the week, no matter what. I mean, she's losing her family and losing the ranch potentially, and just losing her grip. We hear the bull. This bull riding is a big deal. It's on the radio. I mean, I don't know how that translates over, but whatever.
Yeah, I want to live in that town though. Like, it's just like the big gathering is everybody goes to the bull riding, and
but also, like, I don't know if people come from out of town, because they're specifically talking about Rhett Abbott as like the local, like, hometown hero. So yeah. I don't know if the other people are from, a little bit of a distance, or
they mention him.
People are traveling rodeo. I mean, cowboys aren't they?
Yeah, and they mention him being the son of Royal. And it's like, how impressive. I don't think they had bull riding in like 1886. Well, so
he grew up in the city. He came here and he was like 8 years old in 68.
Yeah, but like, impressive. I mean, that this he overcame. I mean, this is 100 and like, when he was like 80 years old when like he came out of the hole. I mean, he was still a child, but it was like, how impressive is that? That this like 90-year-old guy is like a bull riding champion. I mean, it's like, it's Captain not, America.
It's like a leap year. You can't count that time.
Leap year, yeah.
Royal gets to the rodeo and he's like, I gotta talk to Rhett. You see him go behind the thing where it's like, you know, bull riders only, and they're like trying to get him. I was like, no, I gotta talk to you. I might not see you again. There's something on the land. I need you to find it. Take care of it. What are you? Rhett's like, kidding me? I'm done with that ranch. I'm out of here. And then they're finally like, all right, what? I just gotta tell him something, my son. All right, go ahead.
Took it so seriously.
Was like, did you just like get affected by what he said? Because you were just going on and on. Like, I don't know, maybe it was something he couldn't say out loud, so then he didn't know how to say it, but it was like he couldn't speak then. He
it
lost.
It was so strange. It was so, I'm like, that was hard to watch. That was up there with I think I had my hands over my eyes. I was just cringing. It's like, just say what you're gonna say. I mean, like, it was just, and before his like a huge ride.
Well, what was he gonna say? I'm from 1886 in front of all these other people. I don't know what he was gonna. I mean, Perry fell in this giant hole. That's like, how was he gonna explain this?
I mean, how impressive is it that Rhett has had to deal with so much garbage before, like, all of his races, or all of his rides. He had, like, the murder thing, and then he has a good ride, and then he's, like, had to deal with, like, his dad going bonkers, and, yeah, it's, like, very impressive by Rhett.
Yeah. Yeah, true. Now you see how much I was like, oh man, there's a lot of bull riding in this episode, and we obviously had seen it throughout. But yeah, it's like focused on a lot of this stuff happening here, which basically is Royal goes, sits over by Cecilia and Amy. Oh, whatever. Amy's phone rings, and she's like, oh, Grandpa, it's for you. It's Autumn. And he basically, you know, basically is like, all right, like, what's going on? Like, all right, come on, come and find me because I know how this ends. You can't, you know, escape your fate. And he's like, well, I'm going to give it a whirl. He's leaving. Meanwhile, Rhett's like crushing his shoulder off the bull. He was on the bottom of the scoreboard now, because now you're right. I was looking at this the scoreboard. Very interesting. that no Tuthill kid this time. See, so maybe I don't know. There was someone by the name of Trent Beers, though.
Oh,
so,
wow! Yeah. Good name, good bull riding name.
But yeah, he had like I don't know how they divide it, but yeah. So he had this. He fell off. Crushed his shoulder. He had like a 69 or something. Then we see later he insists on, no, it's my last one, I can do it, whatever. They like tie him onto it practically. They get him on. He's got this great ride, I guess, and 87.5 now his score is. And that was the same as last time, right? Yeah. Wasn't it something like that?
Sketchy.
Is that just the top score? I don't know how it works.
Very strange. I thought that, yeah. I mean,
because they
moved
people. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Scoreboard was interesting.
Weird that he got the same score.
We see him go see Maria and, you know, profess his love to her, or whatever. But Amy's also wandered off during this time. She probably, you know, went to go find her phone. She hasn't done the Wordle for the day. She's got a few TikToks to look at. She's like, Grandpa, give me my phone back.
I need to keep my snap streak up.
Yeah. Snap streak. She sees someone she calls her mom, Rebecca, I guess. I don't know. I wanted to look in the credits what they said, but the x-ray, it just kept saying woman on the x-ray. I was like, why isn't it say Rebecca? I'm very suspicious of this. I didn't see in the credits though.
Yeah.
Maybe
very unfulfilled of this. It's like
why is she there? Is this a setup? Is the whole thing a setup? But it's then like, Autumn is talking to her mother on the phone about the trust and everything. And where did she go? She's just like, yeah, just come with me. I'll explain later.
So, yeah, to touch on one thing about Autumn's mom, there was
Amy's mom? Or Autumn and Amy's mom? Autumn.
So when Autumn was talking on the phone, there was a thing about how she had like all of this money, and there was a theory on the Twitter sphere that Patricia Tillerson somehow has a connection with Autumn's like money connection, and she calls her mom. I don't know if I think that might have been debunked, but I thought that was an interesting theory that somehow. She was because she, Patricia Tillerson, apparently has all this money. So, we don't really get that. Amy's mom, I don't think we, Rebecca, really get to see, besides seeing her. Like, here's one thing about this episode is there's a lot that's kind of like that goes on, but we don't get a lot of like, I don't know, like fulfillment. Like, we don't. It's just like we kind of kick the can down the road, and I don't think we get like anything like any storylines that we've been building to. Just
yeah, well, they
want to
leave all this stuff like, where's Amy? Why was Rebecca gone? Why did she come back? What happened? Why did she leave?
But you have all of these fires to put out now. It's like, why wouldn't you at least put out one fire now so you can focus on like the other ones. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, reveal, I think, you know, reveal, you know, that Amy is Autumn, reveal that Royal was time traveler from 1886. I mean, I think there's no way to really explain that ever. I mean, it's a hole, a time traveling hole.
And I never watched the show Under the Dome, but there is an Under the Dome show on. And that basically, it went on for like a couple years, like, because they just kept on like they kept on like doing. And that's what I'm afraid that I hope, I like the writers of the show. I just hope that we're not having this where it's like, we're never going to finish off like main storylines. We're just gonna try to drag you through the mud for seasons and seasons, just and not
It should just change to like a drama. They should go off and see Maria and Rhett move to Portland, start their family.
Spin off the Hawks.
Like a sitcom. Yeah, no, it just changes. You know, just
the
totally
range, right? It's like,
but also maybe, you know, talking about putting out fires, whatever. What is with the police, the whatever officer Mark they called them or something, but whatever. Cecilia's like, Amy's missing, you know, come on, you got to help me. And like freaking out, Amy, no, she's missing. You don't understand. She's missing. Nothing. He's like, you know, women, how they got to go to the bathroom. It's nothing. Like, I was like, it's not like a missing person, like as an adult. It's a kid.
He just didn't care.
Like, I mean, okay. That one.
Yeah, it was strange. It was, he's like trying to convince her not to care. It's like, dude, if you're not on duty, I guess that's one thing. But it's like, you're in uniform. Let's do our job.
Even if you're not on duty, I don't know. She's like, it's not going to be okay. You don't understand. She's gone. Everything. God is gone. Now people should be worried. Cecilia's saying God is gone.
Public meltdown, basically. Everyone's staring at her, and I'm like, you know, if I would have had this meltdown in like my town, like I'm not like very well known or something, so it's also, I'm not in as small of a town, but it's like that one, if I could recover from that, everybody knows her, so like, how is she recover? I mean, this is
I loved when she was looking for Amy and she was doing this like, have you seen Amy? No, like, a thing I forgot that I was before Rhett to get on this bull for the last time, he ate dirt and had a beer chaser.
I noticed that, like, that's so mad. Like, 5 man points to Rhett.
You come out of this alive, I'll buy you a chicken dinner. It's like, but they are like, come on, he bounced back like only Rhett Abbott can do. Like, it's just like a whole, he's like a, you know, I don't know, hometown hero, really.
Yeah, I mean, it, that whole scene though, like in his last ride, like the sound effects of like just the gate shutting and all everything, it was like, I was like into it. I'm like, maybe I want to try bull riding. Like, this is so, it was, yeah, it was very, everything around it was just so cool.
Yeah, you're drinking Clamato, next up, bull riding. I mean, if you can do that, you can do anything. So let's just remember that all these buffalo have been unleashed by Luke, and we get a all-out, you know, street fight, basically, with Autumn and Royal and Billy. Just waiting there. They're just open fire. There's a car chase. Royal's trying to like push them off the road. He takes out his rifle. He shoots Billy, which does cause, you know, the truck to go off the road. Flips over. He goes down there. Autumn's trying to crawl away, and they're right at the right moment that the stampede is coming. The buffalo. Royal's trying to take cover under the truck. Autumn's just curled up in a little ball. I mean, is she okay from that? I don't know.
Yeah,
even Rhett and Maria, they were driving and they got like shifted and ended up like driving into the sign about America tells you the only things worth knowing are those which can be known. America's wrong sign. Like, what? They really were pushing heavy for this. Royal goes, checks Autumn's pulse. He sees the scar on her forehead, realizes, oh, this is Amy. I mean, Royal, come on. Frank already figured this out in episode one.
Episode one, buddy.
He carries her to her bed, you know, Amy's bed. He carries Autumn there. And you get that whole Grace is a give it thing, and I shot my dad, blah, 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 blah. We hear him talking. First, we just see, I thought Cecilia was just, like, alone at the table, but then he was there and talking to her, like, I thought my pain was going to bleed onto all of you. I'm sorry. I don't want Grace. I just want my family back. Cecilia puts her foot up. I was like, feet on the table? No, no, no. This is, like, my grandmother's house, you couldn't even put your elbows on the table. It was like a whole song.
Don't put your elbows on the table.
No, it's like Frank, strong and able, take your elbows off the table. Your elbows on the table. So I was like, what is this, such a bad thing? What if I need support my elbows? She kicks over the table. Our family's gone, our children are gone, Amy's gone, and Morel's like, actually, Amy's not gone. And that's it. Then there was this crock pot just like bubbling and about to explode. Like, I don't know. I've not seen the crock pot cook like that. I don't know if it was broken. Temperature's on a little bit high. I don't know what was happening. Because it wasn't. Was it a pressure cooker? But those are sealed better.
I think it was, a crock pot. But yeah, it was a... I thought we were going to get an explosion.
Yeah, I thought it was going to explode when they were at bull riding, but I don't know if it was just an explosion of like the brain explosion. Like, what do you mean Amy's not gone? Like, mind blown. She's Autumn and she's upstairs in bed.
Yeah, I was. Yeah.
I mean, that's it.
The show, that's the outer range.
I don't know how he thinks he's gonna I mean the hole's gone though. I mean,
it'll come back. I mean,
yeah. Okay, but part of me thinks, I don't know, he just has to go in the hole to try to figure this out. I mean, I think we have to see Perry pop up somewhere. Yeah, we have to find out what Rebecca was doing, what her deal is.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to be.
Is Rhett going to leave, or Rhett and Maria going to leave after that stampede? Maybe they'll think it's a sign. We can't leave.
And then they'll break up and get back together again. A lot of material to cover on season two, which I don't think, as of time of recording, has got renewed yet.
Well.
Which stresses me out.
I think it will get renewed.
Yeah, I got concerned because Amazon, like, the Upload show, which I am a fan of, that got renewed, like, before, like, one episode had dropped. Like, some of these shows, like, you know, how quickly did Marvelous Mrs. Maisel get renewed? And so, yeah, I'm stressing out about this. But, I mean, we should be fine.
Well, Marvelous Mrs. Maisel is also a great show, if you...
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. Transmissions from... Mrs. Maisel. I mean, season two will hopefully put out one fire, and then we'll probably kick the can down the road with like something else. But I hope that probably the Rebecca stuff, that probably will be like season three.
Yeah, dude. Like, it's weird. Like, did he like? I don't know. I mean, I guess all these things were always there, but it is weird. Like, even that whole thing about the mountain disappearing. Like, what was? Did he cause that? Like, you know, is he like somehow like? And what? Even with the future, after he supposedly dies, what was Autumn doing with the hole, harnessing its power for the power of good? Yeah, ridiculous amount of questions to answer. If anybody has any answers, you can reach out to youdontknowjackiepodcast@gmail.com, social media, Jackie Podcast on Twitter. I expect a lot of congratulatory memos in the Soup and Ain't Easy inbox for
like
Frank's take on autumn. But yeah, anytime if you miss Frank, it's Soupin' Ain't Easy podcast. There's, you know, a bunch of back catalog there with Frank and Jimbo. Soupin' Ain't Easy on Instagram, TikTok, soupinainteasy@gmail.com. So send over your, you know, round of applause.
Thank you. Yes, definitely. Yeah. I mean, you heard it here. I was not the only one on the internet. I took inspiration. Like, I don't know who the first person I saw. Like, I had my thoughts, but to be fair, like, there were people that were on top of this way before I was. So give them congratulations.
Oh, don't be humble. Just take it. You got royalty and loyalty inside your DNA.
That's right. Listen, am I one of the prominent media members of the Outer Range universe? Yeah, I mean, I am. I mean, but it's like, you know, what am I going to do? I need to be humble, sit down. I mean, I hope that this was really this season of Outer Range. You know, this podcast was a place for people who don't know, because a lot of times I'll watch a show and I won't know anybody else who's watched a show, and I'll be like, and then you just want to, it's kind of like when you read a book. So hopefully this show was like the Motel 6, like the cozy light on the interstate, and you're like, all right, I'll head on in. And then we were just saying about Outer Range what everybody was thinking. I mean, that was us. Right, Jackie? Is this thing on?
I mean, I was just letting you go for it.
Just
have
an
your
auto
moment.
Brand.
Yeah, take
Thank
your
you.
Moment.
Yeah, I'll drink my. I'm gonna drink my Clamato and Pride tonight.
Oh yeah, any Clamato you have to send, please send that to Frank.
I'll take it. I'll take it.
I am good. There's like this little bit missing from these Clamato glasses. I'll see if anybody else wants this, but I don't think it's going to go over. if you like the music for this show, it's from James, No Burden Music, which is noburdenmusics.com or noburden.bandcamp.com to check out more of his stuff. We also have a Patreon, patreon.com/YouDon'tKnowJackie. And just shout out to patrons, James L, Ron J, John M, Cassie M, Marie N, Anastasia M, Amy R, Kelly O, Brenda G, Kate C, John J. Big thank you to anyone who supports us. There's $1 and $2 tiers. We really appreciate it. And thanks for listening. And we hope you enjoyed the epi. Bye.
I was playing through the pain. I don't know if you could tell, but I was tired towards the end. I'm like, gotta, this is, I was trying to be entertaining, but I'm like, this was a marathon, and I went too fast at the jump, at the gun.
I really like the chili, the mango chili hint in the Clamato, but just the Clamato part ruins it.
So there's tomato in the mango chili thing. It's just tomato.
It's the same. Yeah, it's Clamato. It's disappearing. Clamato sweet and spicy. Like, it's the ingredients. It's the same. I mean, whatever. It says water, high two fructose corn syrup first, whatever. Tomato. You know, all the same stuff, pretty much. Is there the clam? Oh, yeah.
Thanks for the clam juice, Wayne.